Coming up, the Nets overcome a triple-double from Nikola Jokic. This is Locked On Game to Game NBA.
Every game, every team, every angle. Locked On Game to Game, your team every day.
Welcome in, everyone. You are listening to Locked On Game to Game NBA. Local experts joining us to break down the biggest stories on the hardwood. I'm your host, Jordan Black. Thanks so much for making Locked On your first listen every single weekday. The Wizards couldn't slow down Joel Embiid and the Sixers in Philly Sunday night. And our Locked On Wizards host tells us what led to a blowout loss for Washington.
What's good, everybody? It's your boy, Brandon Scott, again from Locked On Wizards. The Washington Wizards get demolished tonight. 112-93 at the hands of the Philadelphia 76ers in Philadelphia, led by 34 points by Joel Embiid. But how else did the Washington Wizards lose this game? Well, easy. A bad shooting night. They shot 40% from the field, 23% from the three. No effort on defense. They got beat on transition many times, and the 76ers pushed the pace and really caught the Wizards defense off guard. And no heart. They were very ISO dominant with very little ball movement. They were out-assisted by the 76ers 29-19, so ball movement was an issue tonight. So, again, the Wizards were humbled by a 76ers team who have aspirations for a championship, and the Wizards have to rebound if they have any hopes of making the play-in slash the playoffs. So, again, appreciate everybody, and have a good night.
The Pelicans won easily last night thanks to a 41-point night from Trey Murphy III. Locked On Pelicans and Blazers are both on to recap the big win and Murphy's big evening.
Trey Murphy puts his name on the map with a performance that could save the Pelicans' season. I'm Jake Madison, host of Locked On Pelicans. With Zion Williamson still out and Brandon Ingram missing another game, the Pelicans need someone to step up and score some points. And Trey Murphy did just that. The second-year wing put up a career-high 41 points, making 9 threes in a blowout win over the Portland Trail Blazers. He was scorching hot in a game that the Pelicans could not afford to lose. Defensively, the Pelicans have been fine this season, but without Zion, they've struggled to score, and we're still not sure when he's returning. And it's been tough to rely on Brandon Ingram, as he's only played 31 games this year. The offense needs to come from somewhere, and as the Pelicans' best shooter and a guy that can drive and be aggressive and attack the rim, you have to figure Trey Murphy is going to be a featured part going forward. We'll find out if it's enough to get the Pelicans into the postseason.
The best thing you can say about the Portland Trailblazers on Sunday is they did indeed attend the basketball game. I'm Mike Richmond, host of Locked On Blazers, and Portland got absolutely thrashed in New Orleans. They were competitive for about 8 minutes in the second quarter and otherwise got handled by the shorthanded Pelicans, missing Brandon Ingram, missing Zion Williamson. And sure, the Blazers were missing Damian Lillard on the other end, but they were down 36 after three, and there was 12 minutes of garbage time. But hey, they made it to the stadium. They were there. They attended. Listen to Locked On Blazers for more.
Looking for a delicious treat, but you don't want all the fat and calories, then you have to try Built Bar. Spring break is coming up. You might have a vacation. This is the perfect thing to try. And what makes Built Bars so good, you're wondering? Well, for starters, they're covered in 100% real chocolate. That's right, real chocolate. And they come in the best flavors like peanut butter brownie, coconut almond, churro. They're so good. I don't know how they do it, but they're amazing. 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 17 grams of protein. And now the best part is that you don't have to wait for a box. You can get Built Bars at your local Walmart or Sam's Club. You don't just have to go to Built.com. So head to your nearest Walmart today, walk to the pharmacy section, and grab yourself a box of Built Bars. You can pick up a 4 box of cookies and cream, double chocolate, or coconut puffs. So if you're close to a Sam's Club, run and grab a 13 box with our favorite flavors, brownie butter or churro. And yes, you can thank me later. Julius Randle and D'Angelo Russell had matching 33-point scoring night Sunday, but it was the Knicks who walked away winners after the dust settled in LA. Both Locked On Lakers and Locked On Knicks go over the final for us.
This is Andy Kamenetsky, co-host of the Locked On Lakers podcast, and the Lakers lose 112-108 to the Knicks, missing their opportunity to reach 500 for the first time this season. Very strong night for D'Angelo Russell, 23 points in the first half, 33 in all, plus 8 assists. They got solid bench support, 3 Lakers in double figures, but execution was an issue throughout this game, whether you're talking about containing former Laker Julius Randle, who had 33 points, or RJ Barrett, went nuts in the second half and route to 30 points. The Knicks got to the line 21 times, making 17 of those free throws, and the Lakers only made 10 of 17 at the stripe. They also had an absolute brain cramp down the stretch of this game, allowing way too much time to foul when they needed to extend the game. About 14 seconds elapsed before they eventually sent Josh Hart to the line. He makes both of his free throws and puts the game essentially out of reach. A lot more to get into, so make sure you're subscribed to the Locked On Lakers YouTube channel and that you make Locked On Lakers your first listen wherever you get your podcasts.
It might not have been pretty, but the New York Knicks pulled a 112-108 win over the Lakers on the road on Sunday night in the second game of a back-to-back. Alex Wolf here from Locked On Knicks. And look, a split in Los Angeles is something to feel pretty good about. You know, the Clippers and Lakers have both been playing their own brand of pretty good ball lately, and the Knicks were struggling a bit. So winning this game ensures that they get a chance to come out at 500 on this West Coast swing with a game at Portland on Tuesday. And that's a good outcome when you're without Jalen Brunson, one of your two best players on the team. And the two best players in this game were Julius Randle and RJ Barrett, who picked up the load offensively, both had over 30 points and had phenomenal showings for the Knicks. So hopefully they can keep it going in Portland and go home with a 500 West Coast trip. We'll have more on Locked On Knicks.
Nikola Jokic finished with 35 points and 20 boards in a triple-double, but the Nets still managed to beat the Nuggets in Denver. Our Locked On Nets host has more on how Brooklyn overcame the huge stat line from the MVP.
Doug Norrie, Locked On Nets. Oh, baby, coming at you. Following a 122-120 win by the Brooklyn Nets over the Denver Nuggets, Brooklyn went into the Mile High Air to face Nikola Jokic and company. Looked every bit like they were going to roll over at the end of the first half, but came storming back in the second. Were able to switch defensive schemes against Jokic, really frustrate him, and then hold off a late game rally to ultimately take this one. A huge win for Brooklyn on the road. Fifth seed in the East, have won five of their last six games. No Kevin Durant, no Kyrie Irving, no problem for this team. They got Mikal Bridges and Spencer Dinwiddie leading the way. We're going to be talking about the huge win by Brooklyn, the play of these new Nets, the surprising outcomes that they continue to put forward, and what is remaining for the rest of the season. I'm doing that all over Locked On Nets.
That's going to do it for this edition of Locked On Game to Game. Thank you so much for making Locked On your first listen every single weekday. Now make sure you subscribe to Locked On NBA and to your team's Locked On podcast on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jordan Black, and this has been Locked On Game to Game NBA.